What's going on here? What's going on there? Thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. Coming in hot at the top of the hour. You were listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Again, thank you very much. Another edition of Around the Town Sounds. Blah, blah, blah. Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after Sloan. All right. The time is 6:06 in the PM. You are still listening to KOOP 90.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation or ask us anything you want, the phone number is 472-5667. Or you can send us an email at mascotwedding@gmail.com. Anything said in the show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else.
Yeah, let's fire that up. What did we just hear?
We just heard Tobacco. With that song Fresh Hex featuring Beck off the album Maniac Meat. Played that because Tobacco just came out with a new EP. But the song I wanted to play on that album had too much toilet talk in it, and I couldn't. So I played a song after old that thing.
Sure. Yeah, good stuff.
What did we hear before that?
Before that, Sloan from their amazing Best Of collection. I forget which LP it came off of, but I got that one off of A-Side's Win, which is fantastic. That was Money City Maniacs. Bip, 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 bip.
What is Money City, do you think?
I think that is Mesa, Arizona.
Now, I bet it's in Canada. Something tells
it
me.
It is. It's probably Manitoba.
Manitoba. Money City.
Money City.
I kind of love that.
I do too now.
Yeah.
Oh, jeepers. Hope everybody's having a good Saturday. How are you, Mac?
I'm pretty good. David, how about yourself?
I am doing pretty great.
I'm kind of inspired right now. I think we should come up with an awesome name for Austin.
Yeah.
Because what do you have to refer to Austin as if you don't say Austin?
ATX.
ATX. I say that too. How about Money City? Already taken.
Already taken.
Yep. What about Honeytown?
Honeytown.
Going down to Honeytown, Austin, Texas.
How about, Honeytown. I don't like that. It's too...
What about, I mean, we could call it the F around.
Yeah.
Because as you like saying, Austin is the F around capital of the world.
How about F-sburg?
F-sburg.
You know, make it more of like a proper city name.
Maybe Hopsburg.
Going down to F-sburg.
Hipsville.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Which is also what I call when I hit the dance floor.
Oh, take that dance floor.
It's true.
Dance floor, I'm going to hit you so hard, you're going to have to make an excuse for your coworkers tomorrow.
I don't know if I would be happier if that was off the cuff or if you had been sitting on that one.
That was off the cuff.
No, that's the thing. It's like, if you had been sitting on that one, good for you. That was really great. I hope that catches on.
Oh, buddy face. We were just talking in the car on the way over here about this band, Mr. Heavenly, which a listener or a friend of the show, Champs, clued me in on. Apparently, it's like a dude from Man, a dude from Modest Mouse, a dude from Islands. And their bassist, at least on tour, Michael Cera.
Yes.
And they're playing at the Scoot Inn, and tickets are on sale now, and they're not all that pricey. And we were talking about whether it'd be worth it just to see Michael Cera. And we're like, you know what? It would kind of just be like stargazing is what you said.
Right, exactly. More on that in a second.
Yeah.
I hope that catches on.
Hey, KOP, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kung Fu Carpool.
Kung Fu Carpool. Hey, this is this Master Pancakes Joe Parsons?
That's correct.
Why do you... Well, let me ask you this, Joe.
Yes.
Local celebrity Joe Parsons featured in this this month's issue of Austin Monthly, right?
That's right.
Woot, yes.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Do you, when you call in and you say Kung Fu Carpool, are you just having fun or do you really like, I don't want them to say who I am?
I don't don't want to make a big deal about it.
Well, it's nice of you to think that we would make a big deal out of it.
But you already have. Look at this. This is what we're discussing now.
I feel like we would have made more of a big deal if somebody had called in calling themselves Kung Fu Carpool. You know?
Well, you...
Look, I don't want to draw attention to myself. Just call me Sugar Bombs McGee.
Just call me... I was about to say something gross.
Yes.
So what's going on, Joe?
I was going to say that there's a really horrible nickname that Austin has that really bugs me.
Yes.
There are some who call it Bat City.
Oh, Bat City. That's right.
Yeah, for the, you know, all those dozens of bats that we have a few months a year.
It's not dozens. It's thousands. It's the largest urban bat cave in North America.
Oh, good heavens. Thank God we finally toppled all those other urban areas and their bat populations.
You know what, though? It's just like how they call San Antonio, like, River City.
Uh-huh.
Just because they made this, like, man-made dredge. Of like a,
has a three-foot dredge going through, like, 2.5 square miles.
Yeah, they basically made this giant dirty water trough that they float these little, like, you know, slow-moving boats through, and they go, like, River City. But, come on, it's already the Alamo City. It doesn't need anything. Or Military City USA, as it says in the airport when you get off the airplane.
Yeah, Alamo City. That makes sense.
Yeah, but that's you're celebrating a loss at that point. Like, I would actually prefer, if you don't mind me saying, Mac, Spur City.
Spurs. Why would I ever mind that?
Exactly.
It's the city of winners.
David, we don't forget. We remember the Alamo here.
That's true.
That's right. The Alamo Dome.
Yes.
Former home of the Spurs.
And the San Antonio Rough Riders.
That's right. Yeah, of the Canadian Football League. So, Joe, do you have a show to do right now?
I'm parking.
Are these shows tonight sold out?
Most likely.
Oh. But you're doing the Master Pancake Christmas show, which is running this month at the Alamo Ritz downtown.
That's correct.
And that should be a hoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to make a big deal about it.
Oh.
But shows are going on every weekend through Christmas?
That's correct. I believe the only weekend we are not doing it is the weekend of Christmas.
Yes, because Saturday is Christmas Day.
Hey, guess what we're still doing on that day? This show.
That's right.
I am.
No, we're doing it, not you.
No, not you. Sit down. No, we're doing the show on Christmas Day, this radio show, because that's our gift to this town.
We're Iron Men.
Yes.
I'll be listening.
That's our gift to Effsburg.
You better be, yeah. Wait. It's already happened. Spread it around.
This is going.
So when you take the stage tonight, Joe, here's what I want you to do, and I will be following up with this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go. How's it going, Effsburg? It's Saturday night! Because you like yelling that Saturday night thing before you go on shows, right?
I will vow right now that that is exactly what I'm about to say.
Will you get in trouble with John?
I don't know. I don't care. I do what I want.
Oh, cool. You don't care. Sparks are flying.
By the way, that's co-op's own John Erler.
Yes.
No. I'm sure it's fine. It'll be fun. I'll say it.
We'll see.
Sweet. You could. You know what? You have my permission to just say it at the late show.
Yes.
No, I'll say it both. Why not? Okay. It's not like our audience is going to be all of a sudden shocked and disgusted by the drop of an F-bomb.
Right.
Look, you may not realize it, but good performers, they never want to confuse their audience. Everything's got to be clear. Like, here's the thing. I went to a Spurs game a while ago, and I was watching that Spurs Coyote, and that guy was working it. Yeah, that's a true showman right there.
Yeah, exactly.
He was he's either balancing a basketball, he's dressing like a referee, and he doesn't even say anything. He's got signs, sure. But that guy's, you know what, if you want to do yourself a favor, go to a Spurs game, just take notes.
Yeah.
Spurs Coyote.
He projected through the costume.
Yeah.
Why is it that all mascots and, like, theme park, you know, people in animal suits of all kinds are never allowed to speak?
Would you want them to speak? That would really break the illusion for me. Because then you have to perfect the voice.
Things like "I love you" and "you're a good friend." Like, what a horrible example! But
yeah,
I love you. Because you're a good friend.
Who doesn't love kids entertainers who will come up and hug your kid and say "I love you"?
You know, the Sun's Gorilla actually spoke for a while, but he had a shrill, unlistenable voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to perfect that. You can't just hire Gene Hackman.
Whoa! Can you see that out there?
What's going on?
What is going on with that water thing?
Oh,
look at that. I'm sorry, Joe. There's a water cooler here at Co-op. And apparently there's a T-Rex coming because it is going insane for some reason right now. Sorry.
Like boiling?
Not boiling, just really like... It's like
boiling, it's the rapture. You got to get out of there.
It's like someone had hooked it up to like a lowrider.
Wow.
It's like we just walked in and somebody broke up a fight and this is all that's left of it.
It's like that awful band the Black Eyed Peas are playing next to it. Got to get that boom, boom, boom. Right? Right, guys?
That's why we call it F-Berg.
Oh, that's right. All right, Joe Pars, we got to let you go.
All right, thank you so much. I'll see you guys later. Have a good show.
All right, you too.
All right.
Bye. Bye. That guy calling and just all he wants is publicity.
Yeah, geez, just milking it.
Milking it.
Man.
Like we're just fat cows. Our udders.
Yes. My udders flush with milk.
They hurt.
Yes.
I need someone to milk me.
I don't want to go here anymore.
But yeah, we were talking about that Mr. Heavenly or whatever.
Yes.
And although tickets aren't that much or what have you. Like, I feel like I might be going for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if I'm going just to... Like, you were talking about that Russell Crowe's band.
Yes, 30-odd foot of grunts.
Yeah. And so they got, like, a national tour out of it just because Russell Crowe was in there.
Yeah. They sold out multiple nights at Stubbs Outdoor off of... And, they like, they hadn't even released an album yet. And people were going basically just to go see Russell Crowe.
Which, if you're in that band, yay for you. But also, isn't that super humiliating?
Yeah, a little bit, too. Oh, awesome. We sold out this 2,000-seat venue again. I can't wait to put out an EP. Like, you know, you have to know at that point how your bread's getting buttered.
But the people that are in that band, I like some of their other bands.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
exactly.
Maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. I should give it a listen.
Yeah.
I am a rock DJ, I guess.
Yeah, and you are a gadfly, so you should probably go out, too.
I need to get my picture taken in Austin Monthly.
Oh, that's a goal.
Making the scene, or a Tribeza. That should be a real goal.
But I would feel genuinely bad for, because I haven't heard a lick of Mr. Heavenly, but I would feel genuinely bad for the people who like that music, but they have to fight through all the people who are just going to, you know, to stargaze.
If I started a band, I would totally just invite a celebrity I wanted to hang out with in there. I'd be like, yeah, hey, how's it going? I'm in this band. Or like, it's like, I'm Britt Daniel of Spoon, and on drums, it's some guy from other band, and on bass, it's Danny McBride. I just want to hear him tell some stories.
Yeah, exactly.
His flat North Carolina accent.
That'd be kind of fun.
That guy's great.
Is that show tonight?
Oh, it's in the future.
Oh, okay.
At the Scoot Inn. If you're interested in that, you can look it up for more information. I'm not going to feed it to you. I'll lay it out so you can scope it out, right? That's how that rhymes?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're like our rock calendar.
Yep. That's right. Why don't we add that component to the show? Mascot winning community calendar.
Tonight at Scoot Inn. Yeah. Well, I need to find something to do tonight because I'll be honest with you. So far, December, I'm rolling hot.
Oh, yeah? Why? I've
had a lot of fun. Thursday, went out for drinks with a friend of mine. Went to Deep Eddy, home of one of my favorite jukeboxes in town. Last night I went
to listen to. Sorry to interrupt. Did you listen to Battle of New Orleans?
Of course I did.
Great song.
Of course.
I should play that right now.
Oh man, that'd be great. I should have that like just at the ready.
Christmas show.
Oh, there we go. Happy birthday to me. Then last night I went to Pinballs and asserted my Papa Shot dominance, which is always it's always comforting. Look, I'm not. You know me. You know me well enough to know I'm not confident about many things or anything. I'm confident about my abilities at Papa Shot.
You are good at Papa Shot.
Great at it. In fact, I'll open challenge to anyone. You go find a Papa Shot in this town, set your score, call me, or you know, post it anywhere I can find it. I'll beat it within the hour.
Maybe that'll be our next membership drive premium. You get an invite to a Papa Shot party.
The Papa Shot Invitational?
Yeah.
I like this.
And you gotta play Dave. You get to play Dave 101 at Papa Shot. And during that, how long does that usually last? 90 seconds?
That's 40 seconds.
40 seconds. During the 40 seconds that Papa Shot game is going on, David will answer any questions you pose to him.
Yes, exactly.
But then after that, you are just rushed to the end of the line.
Yeah, it's the worst meet and greet. I'll sign something with my free hand. Yeah, I'm having a pretty good December so far.
What happened Wednesday, December 1st, though?
Oh, that's right. I can talk about it. We did the...
Oh, yeah, we did. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Well, I was tiptoeing around it, but of course we could talk about how great the Master Pancake Show was, which benefited Co-op. Scores of dollars were raised.
Yeah, we sold that out.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and thank you to everybody who came out. Thank you to everybody who supported Co-op and other things that we do.
And if anyone who went to that show is now listening to this show, that's double awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yes. And thanks for supporting co-op again. Exactly. Again, hopefully we can do it again in the future.
Yeah, but thank you for prodding me on that one. So yes.
Oh, I didn't. I wasn't even trying to prod you. I totally slipped my mind.
No. So yeah, 3 for 3 tonight. I got to go. I got to raise the stakes a little bit.
Are you going to go get a steak?
Yes, I might. I don't know. The world is my oyster this month.
That should be a campaign for
oysters.
for Frosted Flakes, Raisin Flakes. All it's right. About high rollers. And all right, I'll stop talking.
Shall we raise the bricks?
Shall we? It's up to you.
Boop, boop, boop. Yeah, because we'll take a break. We'll come back. I got something fun I want to talk about.
Okay, well, in that case, what do I want to play? Oh, that's right. This is a new album by Reading Rainbow. Oh, jeepers.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
One of these is an MP3. One of these is a good version of the song.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I just played it off of this thing.
Oh.
But yeah, it is off the album Prism Eyes, and this is a Philadelphia duo. It's husband and wife. Aw, they're in love. And this is the song Wasting Time. Reading Rainbow, more Mouse Goading Show after this. Boom, 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 back. More Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hatta.
We just heard Reading Rainbow off their album Prism Eyes, and that was Wasting Time. The phone number, if you want to call us, 472-5667, 472-KOOP. If you want to email us, I got the thing open right now, mascotwedding@gmail.com. As Tom Sharpling would say, you writes it, we reads it.
Yes.
Hero of the show, Tom Sharpling.
Yeah, become an interactive part of the of the show from the comfort of your own computer.
Log on to the information superhighway and send us an email blast.
Hit us up on Twitter or find us on Facebook.
Send us a Facebook.
Send us a Facebook.
Become our friend on Twitter.
Oh.
Become our MySpace hookup, right?
Man, I've been getting a lot of MySpace activity this week. It's the weirdest thing.
Is that a joke? Are you serious?
No, I'm serious. Like, I've gotten messages and friend requests. I thought that thing was, I thought we all agreed to leave that alone. We're going to hurl that in space.
Here's what I don't understand about MySpace. So they realized that, oh man, in terms of social networking, we kind of lost it.
Yeah.
But we're still a good place for like bands and everything. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to not change our awful layout.
Oh, have you been?
No, what do you mean?
It's, it's more complicated now.
Yes, that's what, yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, Facebook, they make little tweaks and changes, like, all the time.
Right, yeah.
Now they got this thing, you click on it, it's like, see your friendship.
Uh-huh.
Between you and another person, you got an entire page of just you. Clicked on that thing, almost cried the other day.
Oh, I have not tried this.
What a sweet group of friends I have.
Man, thanks, Facebook, for making our lives easier.
Yep.
But yeah, MySpace is it's a train wreck.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, fix that, Fox. Fix that, News Corporation.
Oh, that's right. Mac, we are in December now, which is the month of giving and stuff like that, because Christmas is around the corner, the holiday season. Let's say holiday season.
The holiday. Happy now, Jews.
All right. And blacks.
That was super tongue-in-cheek.
Somehow mine was
both of those.
Yes, exactly.
I had a nightmare that I look over in the white call height. Just it shatters.
Just explodes like the natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so, but we're in the holiday season.
Yes, exactly. Season of giving. And so like a lot of charities are coming out of the woodwork. A lot of charitable acts, you know, Blue Santa's around and all sorts of really groovy stuff. One group of people who I did not suspect to get into the act are friends of the Insane Clown Posse.
Well. No, of course, they're not our friends. They're scum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the ICP, the Insane Clown Posse, those awful rappers who like to pretend they're murdering clowns.
Yes, and pretending being the key word, because recently they came out and said, hey, we're fundamentalist Christians. All of these songs are mostly tongue-in-cheek, you know, that sort of thing. Like, our 20-year career has been a lie. And now we're going to be forgiven, and all is going to be right.
Yeah, I like how their awful, aggressively misogynistic songs and songs about murdering people were tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. In fact, yeah, they talk about that in an interview, and someone was like, well, what about this song where you fantasize about beating up a woman? And like, if you don't get the joke, I'm not going to explain it to you. I'm like, what?
It's okay. Like, granted, I know it's not real because you're not under arrest.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like these two are like the perfect criminals. Like, I committed crimes and then rapped about them, but they could produce no evidence.
Yes, these cunning killers, yes, releasing records.
The gentlemen criminals.
But yeah, so true to form, they released a commercial to express their intentions to help people during the holidays.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't mind, I would like to play you excerpts from their latest commercial.
Sure.
Sugar Slams, what is it called? Sugar Slams Super Live Toy Drive. Now, I...
Sugar Slam Super Live Toy Drive. Why is it called that?
Because Sugar Slam is the female part of the ICP...
What?
PR machine. As we know from the... Yes.
Okay, so she's the one who's like... Was like, yo, it's her and that other guy.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. They're always on the commercials for the gathering of the Juggalos.
That's right.
Or just the gathering.
So she's gone solo on this one. So it's Sugar Slam Super Live Toy Drive.
Oh, jeepers.
Okay. And I was actually proud of myself. I got every profanity out of here, and even some that are kind of a gray area.
I like how you had to edit out profanity from an ad for a toy drive.
Exactly. So just be ready. It's going to come eventually. So let's take a listen.
What up, y'all motherfuckers?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 5 seconds in. Could not even... And three of that was music. So, and I apologize if the sound quality is bad. But,
the beep is really loud.
Yeah, the beep is loud, so I apologize for that. Because there's going to be more beeps. So.
Me, Sweet Sugar Slam up in this with some
you want to lower that.
Super live freshness. In case you ain't noticed, it's that special time of year. A time for sharing, caring, and getting drunk as fucking blew out.
Woo! Oh, gross.
This is her drinking and smoking.
The drink sound.
But did you know the suicide rate more than doubles this time of year?
Yes, it does.
Could you pause it?
Yes.
The suicide rate doubles? What was that?
Yeah. Because the crowd was aghast by this.
Was that like, was it someone growling? Was it a tiger?
That was a crowd. I was like,
oh.
Yeah.
That sound effect was terrible
then.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know how to do this.
Because I'm like, brrr.
I want to try this.
That's because
oh, is this the remix?
Can't pay the rent.
Whatever.
The heat bill is extra fat. The back left window don't roll up. And on True. Top of that, yeah. The kids want they want mad like extra
yeah, it hurts.
Super wheeze and nuclear Nerf guns. It's enough okay. to drive anybody over the edge.
That didn't sound like a bad thing, though, that we said, like, over the edge.
To lend a hand wherever possible.
Okay, let's stop it real quick. And I'm going to do this. Crud.
What'd you want to do?
I'm going to change the display. Boop, boop, boop. There we go. Okay.
It's a holiday
yeah,
season.
Yeah, so we are a minute in.
Yeah.
And it's just been about complaining. And now we're getting into the message of, the toy drive.
Even if you ain't got yourself. It still feels good to give to someone who needs worse than you. Especially
awful.
The kids, man. Give to the kids. Don't be a
These holidays, I say it's time for us Juggalos to spread some of our extra powerful clown love.
Here's where it's going to get great. Here, hold on.
To underprivileged kids that flat out need it. I say this year, let's give a
Let's give a
You need that guy to help you realize it's time. It's time to give an F.
This time, we've devised a way to do something positive and helpful for little broke-ass ninjas everywhere. Because no matter what, every kid deserves some toys. Whether their parents
yeah.
can afford it or not,
deserve
we
toys.
Gotta get yes. the toys to the kids. The kids deserve it, man. The kids! What about the kids?
All right, let me stop right there. So she seems really angry about this. And I was thinking about it. Like, so ICP, like Insane Clown Posse, they are the ones who came out recently, you know, and said, hey, we're this way. We're not this way.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're actually nice and kind and good-hearted.
It's like Marlo on The Wire. He thought it was one way, but it was another way.
That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
Then
that guy got dead.
So yes. So those two guys decided to change the way they felt. So that means this entire infrastructure below them has to also sort of fall in line with them. So there's parts of this where I feel like they're genuinely angry that they have to be charitable this time of year. Like she, you know, she keeps talking about the effing kids. I feel like she really doesn't want, she really just wants to get high and drink and not help the kids.
You know, I'm curious to see how what their fan base thinks about this.
Yeah, exactly. Because they have to give toys now. Oh man, I wish I had cut this up. But
Because part of me, I wonder if they actually like it. Like if they're like, oh, wow, I'm helping someone. Like if they could be proud.
Right, exactly.
They're like, yo, I'm a juggalo. We help people.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, like, you know, is help is like, you know, donating a, first of all, this is not all that much work.
Yeah.
Just go to Toys R Us, buy a toy, drop it off. Not that hard.
And in fact, there's a portion coming up later. Ah, you know, I'll save it for later. But maybe I won't. Yeah, so they have rules for giving toys because they want to make sure that you're not a deadbeat.
Jeepers, how long is that thing?
It is. I cut it down. It is a slim term 8 minutes right now.
Jeez.
And I cut down the, because they give you a CD for donating. You know, it's as a thank you. And so there was about a minute of just the most vile music you've ever heard, Christmas themed music. And then there was another like 30 seconds of vile Christmas themed music on top of that. So the whole thing was about 9.5 minutes.
My God.
Yeah. And
they're effective advertisers, the Insane Clown Posse.
We're only a minute 54 in. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I do at this point, you know, her message is kind of falling on deaf ears. It's time for some star power.
So yes. Is it anybody,
you know,
killer?
Who else deserves some this time of year? The Juggalos, bitch. Hi, JCW World Champ here, Corporal Roberts. The Lows deserve to hear it.
That's right. It's the JCW champion, the Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
It's not called championship, but that's okay.
It's something else.
Wait, who is it?
Corporal Robinson.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Exactly.
All right.
But man, I should have put the. I should have put. I'm going to put the, this video is going to go up on Mascot Wedding because you have to see these people. Like, the word dentistry is never used with these people. This guy, and of course, he's an extreme wrestler. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's missing teeth. And then there's a guy coming up later named Lalo. He's also missing teeth. Yeah, they're very unfortunate looking people.
Buy these kids some toothpaste.
Yes.
Help him out.
So what does he have to say? Let's
exclusive CD, not sold in stores. One that features every last Christmas song ever made by ICP,
yes.
Twisted, and the entire Psychopathic Records.
That's more
family.
Than one.
This amazing
an entire Discord.
CD is called Holiday Heat, and it'll burn down glaciers.
Burn down glaciers.
That's right.
Awesome.
I don't know if you caught that. The CD is so hot, it'll burn down glaciers.
Plus, it's called Holiday Hate.
Holiday Heat.
Heat. Oh, thank God.
Yes.
I thought it was Holiday Hate.
No.
You can see how I can make that mistake.
Of course I can. Of course I can. Yeah. Oh, geez. I don't even want to play this thing anymore. It is.
Did Macho Man Randy Savage like set the mold for the way wrestlers can talk and now no one can not talk like that?
I think so because he was such a captivating speaker. And so now you get the runoff of that, which is Corporal Robinson.
Yeah. I guess the muscle belt just too tight. You just have to grunt everything you say.
I'm going
to
try something real quick.
Go for it.
I'm going to try to fast forward. And it just,
Yeah, remix.
Stop.
That's right. If you're driving your car right now, you should just pump those speakers. Corporal Robertson. Yeah, and I love the speaker guy voice. Like, hey, Austin, when's the last time you partied? That's too long. We're like, get some speakers.
Yeah, exactly. This thing's supposed to help you through this toy drive. Like, toy drive. It's a... Oh, man.
I can't get over that, though. 8 minutes long. If you need 8 minutes to explain something, it's not worth explaining.
Yeah.
Like, you're... Stop it. Like,
yeah.
It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it takes 8 minutes to explain a toy drive, that toy drive is too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, ICP fans are not the smartest people in the world. In fact, they're one of the dumbest, I would assume.
I would say they're among the dumbest.
Yeah, because that is just awful, terrible music.
And here's another thing. You pointed this out right from the quick, and good on you for catching it. But this is a charitable thing. So maybe don't curse in it. Like, let's say you wanted to go to, like, schools or community centers and play this commercial to, like, elicit feelings of, hey, maybe I will help them. Don't swear every 20 seconds.
But that's what the Juggalos want, man.
That's
they keep
right.
it so raw. They keep it so raw.
So real. So real. Man, oh, I've got like 6 more minutes of notes on this, but I don't want to play anymore. It's just upsetting the more I play it.
What were your notes, though?
My notes were, let's see. So Lalo comes out and he tells you about the rules, what you're supposed to do.
Is he a Hawaiian gentleman or is his name Laylow?
It is Laylow.
Okay.
And he's passing out the Lalo love.
Uh-huh.
But he tells you that, you know, presents have to be at least $5.
Gosh.
Yeah, like they have to come on the commercial and say, don't be cheap. And like he makes a point to say, and none of that cheap S. The toys still have to be in the packaging. Or if you're given clothing, the tags still have to be on it. And then he says, remember the tags, F's, a word that rhymes with tags. Like he couldn't
Oh, wow.
even, yeah.
Wow.
He couldn't even keep the hate speech out because it's rhyming.
They should have been like, hey, donate a new or gently used toy and we'll give you a free CD. Juggalos. And that's the ad.
Yeah,
right there.
But that's only 10 seconds, Mac.
I mean, like, let's say they donate like two like Star Wars figures that they got a discount.
Uh-huh.
Happen to be under like $5. Someone's going to be like, no, you do not get a free CD. Because that's what the holidays are about. Quotas.
Yeah. And like, and then you get an appearance at the end from the Mad Professor, who will tell you that if you...
Is he another rapper?
He's another... No, he's like a character. That's the thing.
What?
None of these people, they couldn't even get star power. They couldn't even get like Twisted to come on. Or...
Blaze You Dead Homie? He couldn't make it?
No, exactly.
Anybody Killer?
No, they couldn't get any of those.
ABK.
ABK.
I'm sad and mad that I know that.
But the Mad Professor, he comes on and says, hey, once you donate, call this hotline and they'll thank you on this hotline. So check it every day. It really is like the return of like the 976 number.
God, really?
Yeah.
It's so much. Just donate a stinking toy.
Exactly. It's not that like they really have. They made it this long because people are going to get high and forget three or four times during this commercial. So if they say it enough, maybe it'll stick once.
Here's the thing. You give enough people like all these little things they can just get. People are just going to go to Walgreens buy some like cheap gas station toy. Is there anything worse than gas station toys, by the way?
No, absolutely not.
They are. Buy a gas station toy and then because it was $6. And then like, you know, oh, they get all this stuff. And like, well, good job, ICP.
Yeah, there are other things in the gas station that are more fun for kids than the toys. Like you could just give them like, hey, here's some gloves.
They should have set a goal.
Uh-huh.
Here's gather around, ICP. If anybody listening happens to know Shaggy Too Dope, yeah. Shaglin Too Dope, or...
Shaglin Todd Dopeland.
Shaglin Todd Dopeland. Good one, Worcester. Or or Violent J.
Yes.
Just take them. Here's what you should have done. You should have set a quota for the amount of toys. Mm-hmm. And if you got that amount of toys, you would put a free Christmas album free for download on your website.
Right, exactly.
That's what you should have done. Oh. It would have been simple. Everyone could have enjoyed it then. Mm-hmm. Everyone would have chipped in. It would have been great.
Yeah. Speaking of...
/ awful, because anything you touch is.
Real quick, I want to talk about the World AIDS Day, the charity fundraiser going on right there. Do you know about this one?
I do, yes.
Yes, it's great because for those who don't know, a number of celebrities have decided to die online. So they've logged off of their Facebooks and their Twitters, and they won't go back on until they raise $1 million. And as of
today, by the way, okay, well, I'll let you finish your thought first.
As of today, again, $1 million is the goal.
Yeah.
They have raised $237,000. Yeah. And they're not even close to a million. Like, I don't know what the incentive is to get people like, hey, donate money or else you won't get to see my tweets again.
Yeah, exactly. Like Elijah Wood, great guy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, he's going offline. I was like, oh, okay. Well, maybe you'll have more time to work on other stuff.
Right, exactly. I couldn't care less for this thing I've been getting for free. I'm not going to pay you. What they should have done is have it like a fun walk or something where it's like, all right, donate for every hour I can stay offline. That would be kind of fun. Like, all right, I made it 50 hours. I can't do it anymore.
And by the way, if I change my Facebook picture to my favorite cartoon character, how does that help child abuse at all?
It's just fun.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
I like my picture of El Kabong. That's the only reason I did it.
Friend of the show, I'm just going to say Mike B. Don't want to give his full name. Changed it to Pedo Bear, which I don't think that's what they meant.
That was inspired, though.
I'm just going to leave it at that. No more commentary. You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Let's take a break. Coming up next, we got a really... I don't know about this. I heard this song and I liked it, and then I saw them and I go, okay, it's a band from Australia, what Empire of the Sun. Yeah, I know. It's like those old, what was that show? Who's that like musical took place on roller skates?
Oh, Xanadu?
No, not Xanadu. The Something Express, like Midnight Express.
Land.
No. It was like this super like glam rock production. We'll look it up during the break. No, you know what I'm talking about. This is Empire of the Sun with... Well, Walking on a Dream or something?
Walking on a Dream.
Walking on a Dream. More Mets coming to you after this.
Walking on a Dream. And we're back with more Mascot Winning Show coming down the home stretch. making way for the clear spot, Lisa. Not Lisa. Oh, my God. How embarrassing. So ashamed. And we've got a phone call. KOP, you're on the air.
Well, Tim, hello?
Yes, hello.
Is this David?
Yes, you're on the air right now. This is the Mascot Wedding Show.
Hi, David. This is Coach Mac Brandon of the University of Texas Longhorns.
Oh, my good. Hi, Coach. This is an honor and a pleasure, as always. Thank you so much for calling in.
It's been my pleasure. You know, I don't get a chance to listen to the show as much as I would like during the year because I'm on the road with the horns. But yeah, I've been listening today. It's a great show. I was just talking to your call screener, Tim.
Yes. Tim's working out a little bit, little by little.
Can I be honest with you, David?
Sure, please.
I try to stay positive about people because, you know, I think a lot of times that, you know, it's not necessarily the person, but it's the coaching that they've received.
Right.
That Tim's kind of a scumbag.
Oh, well, again, the results are not in yet with him, but on your word, I will try harder. We will both try harder to sort of coach him up, as you would say.
Well, I'm calling in to say that I think you're doing an awesome job and just another fantastic show.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And again, you know, I know it's rare for you to catch the show this time of year, but unfortunately, circumstances sort of didn't fall in your favor this season. A 5-win season against 7 losses.
Yeah, real tough.
I'm sure that's not something you really want to talk about. But if there's any sort of final thoughts that you might have on the season, I would love to hear them. I'm sure everybody else would.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much I should say. I mean, I was just calling in to say good job. But I will tell you that I got to say that it kind of snuck up on me.
Sure. I mean, it's...
You know, we had a great season last year, and, you know, we have a tradition of winning at the University of Texas, and I would say that I thought maybe we could have played hard. I'm still proud of our team, and I think that we're going to bounce back next year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, hopefully this is just a road bump. But, you know, like you said, this was an off year, to say the least. I mean, we're so used to winning around here. I mean,
you know what, David? And I hate to see our boys talk about the press because this season's on me, okay? This is my fault. I mean, good players are well-coached players, and this team is just not well-coached, and I'm going to have to take the blame on that one.
Wow, I mean, that's very honorable. I mean, because, you know, the press, and I hate to bring up the press around you, but, you know, they sort of pointed the finger at everyone else, you know, coordinators and the team itself didn't play hard. So for you to take it on yourself, that's really admirable.
Look, David, I'm not a superhuman. You know, I'm only a man. I can't do so much, and I'll be honest, I just got distracted this year.
Oh, I mean, other stuff going on, or care to talk about
it?
Yeah,
a lot of other stuff going on. I mean, there's a lot going on this year. I got Netflix Instant.
Okay, so
I'm watching a lot of that. Have you seen that show, Dexter?
You know what? I that's in the queue. I have not caught it yet.
It's about a serial killer that he hunts other serial killers.
Right, I'm familiar with the show. Yeah,
it's great.
Okay, sure. I hear that. Yeah,
the I watched the first season, and it's one of those things where it's like I know I have a coach's meeting, but you know I'm about two episodes away from finishing it out.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I want to find out who that, you know, the ice cream killer is.
Okay.
Or ice truck.
Right.
Are you going to watch the show?
I will, yes. It's,
you want me to save the spoiler? Then I will.
No, it's fine. You know, it's kind of my fault for not catching it. So,
because it was a good surprise for me. I didn't see it coming.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, you know, but that sounds a little, again, I have the utmost respect for you, but it sounds a little irresponsible for Netflix Instant to be the reason you weren't concentrating this season.
Well, look, it's not always that easy. I mean, I'm trying stuff, but, I mean, that Michael C. Hall, he's really good.
He is Emmy winner.
Did you see that movie, Gamer?
I didn't see the movie, Gamer.
Not a good movie, David.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of in that.
Why do you think he's gotten more stuff?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, he's got the pedigree. He's got the chops. I mean, but I couldn't tell you.
Plus, Sons of Anarchy was really good this year.
I hear good things about this season.
I know. I can't miss that. I used to have a Sons watching party. It's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't peg you to be a Sons of Anarchy fan.
Yeah, huge. I hope things work out for Jackson the Sons.
I don't get the reference.
That's the name of the main character.
Okay, so you've been spending a lot of time around the TV, I guess.
Yeah, Jackson. I watched the season of Rescue Me, but couldn't really get into it.
That's, if you don't mind me saying, that's a lot of TV to sort of digest. I mean, did you spend any time in the film room or coaching?
I did spend in the film room, but we hooked up a Wii. And that you can stream Netflix off of that.
You can stream Netflix off of that, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I watched, that's the thing, that show Weeds.
Yeah?
With Mary Louise Parker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not that great of a show, but when there's just one episode after the next, I can't help but watch it.
Fair enough. Yeah, I checked out after the first season, but that's just me.
I checked yesterday to see if Naked Gun was on there because I was in the mood to watch it after Leslie Nielsen died. Because he dead.
Yes, he has passed, yeah.
You know how people say he dead?
Right, I hear that. I hear people saying that these days.
But part of that movie is when they're showing the sports bloopers.
Uh-huh.
And that man gets his head by the baseball, and Mel Allen goes, "How about that?"
Yeah, that's pretty good. That was a great movie.
That was pretty good.
I do
feel bad.
Of course.
Because I just got an Xbox, and I really haven't had time to play it.
Oh, so that's what you feel bad about. You haven't spent time with your Xbox.
Yeah, I know. I signed up, and I bought the NCAA game.
Uh-huh.
But my team is just awful right now.
Well, that's telling, I feel like.
I signed up with a bunch of other guys to, you know, form like a league online, and I just really haven't been able to give it the attention it deserves.
Right. Okay, well, I hope you do get time to, you know, enjoy life and stuff, but are you spending any time in this offseason with football? I mean, are you even going to watch the game tonight?
Well, probably not, David.
Okay, I understand.
I'll be honest with you. Things are in the office are pretty grim right now. Everyone's real depressed.
That's understandable. Sure, it's a tough time.
The only thing that cheers me up is cyberbullying.
Right. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Bullying, cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying.
I love doing it.
And I'm lost.
It's been
here.
A real pick me up in the gray moments of this hard season.
So let's be clear here. So you enjoy bullying people online?
Or through a phone. Like I sent John Child a text message the other day.
Uh-huh.
You know John Child?
Right. Wide receiver, former quarterback for the for Texas.
That's right. I didn't let him forget that he was a former quarterback.
Okay.
I said, the only thing you're throwing are games. That's what I texted him.
Oh, my goodness. He's your
I know.
He's a player on your team.
Yep. Then I sent Greg Davis intimate details of his wife.
Oh, jeez. Don't do that.
I know. Offensive coordinator.
Right. I get it. Yes, offensive coordinator for UT, Greg Davis.
I told him I'm going to be the offensive instigator.
Oh, right.
I offended him.
Yeah, I get it. Do you feel like this is healthy for your team, the cyberbullying?
Hey, do you have a computer there in front of you?
I do have a computer.
Yeah. Okay, look on your Facebook right now.
All right, hang on. Let me log in real quick.
You know your post about going to pinball, playing good at Papa Shot?
Yes. Yes.
I left a comment. Why don't you read it?
Okay, I can't read this.
I got you good.
Yeah, no, those...
Oh, all over your face is what it says.
Yeah, no, I got it. That's really inappropriate. Well, look.
Are you going to click like on it?
No, I'm not going to click like on your comment.
Why don't you click a like on it?
I'm not going to. It's incredibly vulgar and offensive to me.
David?
Yes?
It'll really cheer me up.
All right, I'll click like on it.
I appreciate that, David.
Okay,
David, I got to get going.
Yeah, we do too. But thank you for calling.
I was invited to a watch party, but I'm going to probably just lay low tonight.
Uh-huh,
that MTV show, Aeon Flux, is also on Netflix Instant.
Is it really? I did not expect you to be an Aeon Flux fan.
I couldn't make sense of it when it was first on, but I hope watching all the episodes in a row might shed some light.
Well, I'm glad to see...
She dies a lot.
She does. I believe every episode she dies. I didn't mean to ruin it for you. But I'm glad to see you're spending your off season well. I hope you get a restful and relaxing one, and I hope we get back on the winning ways next season.
I think we will, David. I just want to say that Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to you and all your listeners out there. I know they really appreciate the great job you're doing. And can I get one before I go, David?
Sure. Do you want to start or should I?
What's that rattle?
Battle cattle.
There it is. All right. Have a happy holidays and blast.
Happy holidays to you too. All right. Blast.
Okay. All right. Hook 'em.
Hook 'em. All right. Bye. Bye, Coach. That was sort of pleasant in a very unpleasant way. But yeah, Coach Mac Brown, that's groovy stuff. That's the kind of stuff you get on the Mascot Wedding Show. And for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook. Look us up, Mascot Wedding. You know how it goes. Well, messed up my stuff.
Jeez. What are we going to listen to close out the show?
We're going out with the clean. Big soft punch. We'll be back next week. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin. Clear spot coming up next.